Bhavesh, hello.
Happy New Year, Dr.
Happy
Chris.
New Year, yes. Good to talk to you. So what have you got for us?
Pleasure, sir. Okay, film, Under Siege, a Steven Seagal film, yeah? Basically, they mentioned, well, this is just to check the veracity of the statement with you, obviously, yeah, sir? Well, they mentioned how physicists understood the mechanisms of nuclear technology after they had perused ancient Indian texts like the Bhagavad Gita, which go back about 5,000 years, I believe, yeah? Very ancient texts, amongst the first, actually, yeah? And they mentioned how, yeah, they perused the texts and they understood the nuclear physics from reading these texts. Now, juxtaposed to that question and the answer in, I found out that an ancient Indian civilization, the Harappans, and which go about 5,000 years and made complex cities built at degrees and angles from the monsoons every year and so forth. Yeah, and they built them around the time they built the pyramids. Now, they had amongst the first environment and conservation programs that we know in archaeological literature. So they obviously knew a thing or two about science, even going back in the Neolithic era. So, how good is the science behind this, or the veracity, you know?
Well, let's ask Dominic, because Dominic's terribly eager. He's champing at the bit to get in here. Dominic, what do you think?
Certainly, there is quite a lot of interesting science in India, and one of the reasons for that is to do with the legacy of ancient Greece, which actually travelled to India. I think it was through the Persian Empire. And in fact, in the sort of first few centuries AD, India was quite a big mathematical centre because ancient Greek knowledge had been largely lost in the West, but it was still flourishing in the East. And it was only, in fact, in about the 12th century when it came back to the West. In terms of nuclear physics, I've not heard anything about that. I've certainly heard lots about ancient Greek astronomy being found in texts in India, but I don't think the ancient Greeks ever got anywhere near nuclear physics.
Though there was a nuclear reactor, a very, very ancient nuclear reactor, which developed in somewhere in Africa, but this was billions of years ago when a load of bacteria evolved to collect uranium because it kept them nice and warm. And they collected so much that it actually went critical. And you know, if you look in the rocks, you can see the results of a nuclear reactor, you know, a couple of billion years ago. But it wasn't anything to do with humans.
Is that dubbed a georeactor or something, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know the actual name.
There are actually bugs living in the Chernobyl nuclear power station. There's a kind of fungus that's evolved to make extra large amounts of melanin, the same stuff that makes our skin black. Because it's a very electron-rich molecule, it's very good at interrupting the kinds of particles that give rise to the radiation that's coming out of the core of that melted down reactor. So the fungus is flourishing on the inside of the reactor vessel even now. So bugs can tolerate the really quite extreme conditions, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, life seems to be able to survive in all sorts of bizarre places.